You are now listening to a Push Different podcast. And we want to hear about what he has to say from a business perspective regarding India, regarding South Africa, and the BRICS Summit holistically. Our guest this morning, again, is Mr. Manish Kumar Menon, the business delegate representing India at the BRICS Summit 2023 and founder and CEO of O2B Technologies. We have him on the line right now and we're going to go right to him.
Hey, thank you guys for having me here.
Good morning, Mr. Manish. Morning. How are you? Is namaste in order for you this morning?
Thank you. Namaste.
Well, it is indeed an honor and it is a humbling experience to have you interviewed this morning by Poort FM in the heart of Eersterus, which we call Poort as well, and in Pretoria, South Africa. Welcome to our beautiful country, South Africa.
Great. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Manish, we'd like to find out from you. You attended as a delegate from India, so as a business delegate representing the country India, and we're so excited to have met you at the event, the media briefing between TASES and the BRICS Business Council. Thank you for allowing us to interview there together with your colleagues, and we are grateful that we could get a piece of what you had to say. And the one thing that came out beautifully from all of you was the hospitality that South Africa has to offer.
Right. So the hospitality of South Africa is great, and we were delighted to, you know, greet by our BRICS members that, you know, have us here, and it was wonderful.
Well, thank you very, very much for that. We just want to find out from you. We know we're going to go straight to our topic, and that is business, because knowing that you are also a CEO and founder of O2B Technologies, and from what I heard, you have a company in United States and India, so you have a business mind, and it must have been quite amazing for you to be at the media briefing, at the conference, and touring the factories at the Ford plant. Now, we want to ask you just one thing very quickly. From an entrepreneurial perspective, we know that South Africa is trying very hard and pushing towards entrepreneurship. And we know that sometimes there's a lot of challenges. Now, being a businessman, what would you say is are some of the challenges that you experience in India as in comparison to what we experience in South Africa?
As a founder and CEO of O2B Technologies, I can say balancing operational demand, fostering innovation, and ensuring sustainable growth are the key challenges faced by any business. And in South Africa, I think these may be the major one.
I totally agree, yes. And how can we actually, if those are the challenges, how can we actually resolve some of those challenges that we experience?
Actually, you know, by participating in the conversation with different countries like BRICS, and allowing ideas to share, maybe, you know, allow investment to end. Maybe the other challenges we see, you know, visa is another challenge for other country member to join South African people. So resolving those things, and, you know, we have to create a shareable moment for everyone so that we can actually resolve all those issues together.
Great. The chief director in the office of the Gauteng Premier, Victor Radebe, mentioned special economic zones. He gave such a detailed presentation on all the special economic zones that we have in South Africa. And it was quite interesting to hear, because what came out of that is positioning our country for other countries to invest. Now, what is the situation in India concerning special economic zones? What special economic zones do you have in India? And what role do they play in the holistic economy of the country?
Right. In India, we have a special economic zone that actually allow, you know, some free taxes for the businesses, and there may be relief on, you know, the on a ground where people actually not paying much to the government but investing again in the business, and they allow some land use. So there are more advantages to start business in a special economic zone in India as compared to what I saw here in South Africa as well. I think they both share the same agenda. The only thing is we need to understand what exactly people are demanding, what is the demand, what we need to manufacture, what we need to you know, do the trade-off. So exactly we can participate all this, and if any businessman is hearing me, then we need to identify what exactly the list of items we need to produce, where is the demand, where we need to go in order to produce them, so that we can actually meet the demand of the world as well as our country.
Thank you so much for that, Mr. Manish. You know that in the informal sector, women usually feature a lot there, for example, catering, hospitality, etc. And what we understand in the corporate sector, there's a perceived male dominance. Well, it's always perceived that it is a male-dominant world. But I know that the Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, spoke highly of women in the business world. What role do women play in the business sector in India? And how do you think we can actually tap into what is happening in your country to improve in our country? Or how do you think that we can actually piggyback off each other in terms of the role women play in business?
In my perspective, what I think is women in India and South Africa contribute actively in their economies. I believe so. I'm not sure how good I am at that. But in India, women are expanding their presence in diverse sectors, including technology and entrepreneurship. Indian women also excel in STEM fields, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and diverse social change. Meanwhile, South African women prominently in, you know, informal and formal both sectors, as by my perspective, I saw them, with roles in capturing small businesses and large businesses. I know both nations are, efforts are going on to address the gender disparity in corporate leadership and promote women's empowerment in both sides. Once we are able to, you know, address those, you know, that majorly come from the government side too, to encourage women to come along those sides.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely take that advice. It is sound advice. And I just want to know very quickly, you attended the BRICS summit now that has just passed. What experience can you take away from that you can advise us South Africans? As an Indian, a delegate representing India, the business delegate, what advice can you give to us South Africans based on what you experienced through the BRICS summit?
Okay, to bolster entrepreneurship, South Africa should streamline regulations for easy business setup, ensure accessible funding and mentorship, and prioritize entrepreneurship education, promoting innovation hubs, encouraging international market exploration, fostering diversity and inclusivity, which enhance the ecosystem. Government support and sustained strategies can collectively cultivate the thriving entrepreneurial landscape.
Awesome. Mr. Manish, has this been your first time in South Africa?
I was there in continent, but this is the first time in South Africa, but I was the other part of the continent, like Lagos, Nigeria. I had a chance to work with Axis Bank, Diamond Bank there in 2011, I believe, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's wonderful. And what is your take on the South Africans?
My take on South African?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they are the great people. I really, you know, inspire them. They are really, hospitality in South Africa is really great. And I really see you guys have a cultural, you know, heritage here. People are meeting me. We have a special bond together. I would say, you know, one person was telling me the story, even that time Britishers was not there, you know, not in India, not in South Africa. Since that time, we are doing business together. So it's a strong relationship.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that. Thank you for the compliment on the hospitality. Yes, that is a definite given. And we are really glad that our president, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, was able to host in such a friendly and such a professional and such an awesome manner that he did. Well, kudos to the president, definitely. And your president, how does she feel being there, back there? Because we know that Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi represented India. How is she feeling at this stage regarding the BRICS summit? Do you have anything on that?
I think our Prime Minister always encourage, you know, people-to-people relationship, people-to-people bond. Mm. Because, you know, in Hindi, we have a slogan called Vasudev Kutumb, meaning we, the all people in the earth is our family. So I believe, you know, this is what the slogan we all are keeping in mind, and we have to increase the bond that we have within the people, and the same goal our Prime Minister has for South Africa and other BRICS nations.
Awesome. Now, your role in terms of the experience you had here at TASES, when you were part of the media briefing and listening to how other countries can invest in South Africa, when you go back to India, what will be your advice from a business perspective, taking back what you have experienced at the conference with TASES?
Okay, as a part of investment, absolutely. South Africa holds great potential as an investment destination, okay? The country boasts a diverse economy, abundant natural resources, a strategic location that offers access to both African and international markets. Additionally, South Africa's commitment to economic reforms and its effort to enhance the ease of doing business are encouraging signs for potential investors, I believe.
Great. And I believe you went on a tour to the plant at Ford. What did you notice? What is the one thing you can tell us regarding your tour, your excursion that you did there?
I think the major part of our tour with that economic zone, to know what are the processes you guys are doing, what are the processes you are following, and then how can we, you know, we can help you there to increase the production, demand and supply, you know, help you with any resources that we can, or what potential investment we can bring in there. So maybe that's what we wanted to go in, and it was really great to saw those sites. And I think this is what the major thing we are going to discuss within our investor and partner group together.
Wow, Mr. Manish, thank you so much. What is your closing remark? And we're excited to hear this closing remark because, like I said, it's a humbling experience to have you still here in South Africa to join us in an interview. And before your closing remark, I want to ask you, you stayed behind while everybody has left after the summit. What is the reason that you stayed behind in South Africa? I believe that you are leaving on Saturday morning.
Right. Yeah, so I was here to have some business engagement and some partnership discussion that I'm having with our other you know, partners and investors. Apart from this, my closing remarks, I'm pleased to share that my expectation with BRICS Summit was there. It was a truly remarkable event for me. The event provided us a platform for meaningful interaction and productive discussion and valuable insights. I had the opportunity to engage with fellow delegates, explore potential collaboration, and contribute to the objective of fostering economic growth and cooperation among BRICS nations. And that is something I have achieved 95% of what I was expecting. So it's great to be here. Thank you.
Mr. Manish, thank you very, very much for joining us. And we look forward to hosting you again in South Africa. And we do hope it will be soon. I'm sure it will be if you have such great things to say about our beautiful country. We're looking forward to having you here. And we're looking forward to joining you in India at some point, because we'd love to see how the economic zone is developed there in India and the economy is growing there in your country as well. And we'd like to take back something from your country that you've taken from ours and experience your hospitality as well. But do tell us, are you planning to come back to South Africa sometime soon?
Yeah, because you know, we are going with the discussion with other partners here. So I'm sure we will have a various visit here that we are going to bring in, and maybe, you know, we are discussing the investment partnership and other technological partnerships that we are in discussion with. So definitely, I would say I'll come back and go that may go long.
Well, thank you, Mr. Manish. Thank you so much for your time. We trust that you will enjoy the rest of your stay in South Africa. And we wish you all the best when you travel back to India. And please convey our deepest regards to your president, Ms. Draupadi Murmu, and the Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi. And we thank them for allowing this opportunity for you to share with us the beauty of India and to experience the beauty of South Africa. So we look forward to a long relationship, a mutually beneficial official one, and one that is going to economically allow us to rise and soar together. Thank you, Mr. Manish. Enjoy your day. Have an awesome, awesome week, and please do keep in touch with us. You were on Port FM. This is our local Kasi, our Stasi, and we are hoping that you will live stream when you go back to India.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Manish. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that was Mr. Manish Kumar Manan, all the way from India. He is a business delegate who attended the BRICS Summit 2023 and attended the Business Council partnership with TASES, the 20 Automotive Special Economic Zone, here, right here in Pretoria, right here by Ford. It is right around the corner from Easterest, and we are so grateful to have had that interview with Mr. Manish. And we believe that great things are going to happen for South Africa, that great doors are going to open. And we are thankful to TASES for allowing us, as well as Port FM, to be the media company at the engagement, at the media briefing. And we want to thank especially the chairman of TASES, and that is Mr. Lionel October. And we want to thank everyone that led the team, the BRICS Business Council, during this time. Well, it has been such a humbling experience and so awesome. We're going to close out with a song by Lira. I am Cheryl Moodley, your host, with a special interview that we just had with Mr. Manish Kumar Manan, business delegate all the way from India. And we wish them all the best. Thank you.